Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Simone Francis, date of birth 4/4/1973. Date of service is January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, TO. Referring physician is Dr. Brandon Still. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy. Indication is anemia, comma, heartburn, comma, dysphagia, comma, abdominal pain. Indication is, a description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained for your possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. There's an emergency will explain to the patient. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia, so as to monitor anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated endoscopic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the non-impaired careful examination made on the drawn and bolt second portion of the non-impaired lumbar G-junction esophagus period. A retroflex is obtained in the cardiac period, airway suction from the stomach, forward jaw the scope period. Patients then turn around in left lateral position period, the direct exam is arm period, well-lubricated endoscopic colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsula or facility cecal valve and confluence of the folds period. The terminal ileum was also intubated period. Careful examination was made of the cecum and ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transitional spinal flexure, descending bone segment, colon, rectum period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-2-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastatic period on the markable biopsies were obtained to rule out ELE in light of the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular with one tongue of salmon colored mucosa passing 1 centimeter. This was noted at 35 to 36 centimeters from the thigh block period. There was a sliding type hiatal hernia that was approximately 3 centimeters in length. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was lateral bulb nodularity at the three to 6 o'clock position period. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise, lonum to G2 is unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease given anemia. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was an unremarkable TI in the last 5 centimeters. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. Next line, skin tags were noted externally. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology, particularly paying attention to the duodenal bulb nodularity that was noted. Next line, if iron deficiency anemia is noted on labs, would recommend PIL-CAM for further evaluation of the anemia. Next line, continue PPI. Daily. Next line. If CT abdomen pelvis was not obtained for evaluation of abdominal pain, would recommend CT versus ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Anti-reflux precautions were discussed.